வணக்கம். திஸ் இஸ் ஆரோவல் ரேடியோ. யூர் லிஸ்னிங் டு தமிழ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஃபவுண்டேஷன் லெவல் ப்ரோக்ராம். டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்ப்ளோர் தமிழ் வேர்ப்ஸ். தமிழ் வேர்ப்ஸ், ஹவு டஸ் வேர்ப் ஒர்க் இன் தமிழ். த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் திங் டு ரிமெம்பர் is Tamil is a verb final language. In a sentence, the verb will be at the end. So, I am going to Pondi would be, to Pondi I am going. So, the verb will be at the end. That's the first thing to remember. The second thing to remember is, in Tamil, the verbs are categorized into three groups. In this program, we saw the verb pannu as a verb, as an auxiliary verb that we can use along with English verbs to speak easily in Tamil. I am booking a cab. Na cab book pannuren. So the pannu is do. Now this verb belongs to the mild group of verbs. So the mild verbs. So that this, as I said, the verbs are categorized into groups based on what? Based on the sound they make. They are put into three different groups. The first group is mild group. So the verb sounds are pretty mild. Pannu, thallu, sollu, allu, saapidu. And the next group is the strong verbs. So they have strong sounds. A lot of R and D and padi, kadi. Iru, iru. So there are, the verbs are categorized into three based on their sounds. The first one is mild group of verbs. The second is strong group of verbs. And the third, you have an odd group. It's a small group. These verbs, we can call them odd verbs or mental verbs. You know, the verbs... We can say odd verbs because they are odd because they don't conjugate. So they are things like for knowing, for liking something, for knowing something, having things and ability. When you talk about these things, we have a set of verbs that don't belong to group one or two, and they don't also conjugate. And the sentences with them are constructed in the indirect form. So when we say, I know, in Tamil, we don't say, I know, we say, it is known to me. When we say, I like, we don't say, I like, in Tamil, we say, it is likable to me. When I say, I have, I say, that thing is with me. So that is why we use object pronouns when we use the odd group of verbs. These points were covered in the previous lessons. If you listen to them in a series, one after another, you will be able to pick up the points and construct your own Tamil, build your Tamil fluency. Now, these three verbs are of different based or put together based on the sounds they make, and there is a rule given to each one of them. For example, the odd group, that we cannot construct sentences in the direct way. We cannot say I like in Tamil. We say it is likable to me. So that's a rule that the odd group follows. Now, the mild group, it follows a pattern like this. The present tense is always marked with the R sound. R for radio. R sound. So that's why we say panarin. Panarin. Pan is group one verb, that is mild verb. So you say panarin. Panarin. Now, for future tense, in the mild verbs take the V sound, V for victory. Panvain, 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 panarin. For present tense, vain for future tense. Now, group two verbs for present tense also take the R sound. For example, the verb for read, R-E-A-D, reading a book. I'm reading a book. Read is padi, P-A-D-I, padi. Naan padikaren, naan padikaren, naan padikaren. Naan padikaren, present tense, I'm reading a book. I will read a book. In that case, the strong verbs, the strong group, the group second group verbs, strong verbs, they take P for future tense, not V. The mild verbs take V, the strong verbs take P. Na padipen. I will read a book. Na padipen. Na padipen. Now, future past tense is a little complicated in Tamil. That is because there are more than one sound. You know, because in present tense it's very easy. In Tamil, for present tense it's always R. Doesn't matter which group the verb belongs to, it is always R. For mild, it is V for future. For strong, it is P for future. So there are two future tense sounds. For mild, it is V. For strong, it is P. But for past, across the first and second group, there are six sounds. There are six sounds. And the sounds go along with the pattern of the sound of the verb. So there are sounding verbs like pannu. There are e sounding words like kudi. There is I sounding verbs like varai. You know, there are different kinds of sounds. So there are six past participles that gets attached to the verb according to the sound it makes. If you want to have a clear understanding of this, you can write to linguaexpress2020@gmail.com for a copy of the verb comprehensive verb document. It's a very useful document, and you don't get just this document, you will get the entire course material if you ask for it. And we would like to also tell you about Orville Radio's plan to move to another building, a bigger space. And so the donations are welcome to encourage, help the radio station to move to another space. So kindly support by donating, and you get a full material of the Tamil Express Foundation level program, and that will include this comprehensive document on Tamil verbs. So back to the lesson, we have six past tense sound. As you know, the verb pannu that we have used all along takes N sound, panne, N sound for past tense. But there are other verbs using other sounds. So this will be covered in another, the next episode, next lesson about past tense in Tamil. But if it would be better to listen to that program if you have the PDF file of the lessons, especially the verb document. So that's all we have for today. That's the outline of Tamil verbs, how Tamil verbs work. See you in the next lesson. Thank you for listening.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.